Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we love you. We appreciate you and all that you do for us. And we thank you, Lord, for anointing us today, Lord, to share some good news and some bad news that we can pray down. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right. We're going to continue with the restoration of the saints, number 11. And we're going to talk about destroying your DNA or restoring your DNA. And first of all, we want to talk about things to pray down. And lastly, we will see the ultimate cure for your DNA that the criminals can do nothing about. The injured will soon be dead unless they turn to God and believe His word about health. Please read our free book titled God's Vaccine. I'll put a link here for it. Deaths are rising geometrically from the jab and the carriers. And this fits with the reports of deaths in Revelation in the tribulation. Revelation 6 and 8 says, "And I saw and behold a pale horse, and he that sat upon him. His name was Death, and Hades followed with him. And there was given unto them authority over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, with famine, and with death." And the numeric here for death is pestilence. That's the numeric word. "And by the wild beasts of the earth." Well, we know what the beast currently is, a Babylonian beast that is destroying so many. And all this shows how close we are to the tribulation. That this is mounting up, you see. In Revelation 6, 1 through 4, at the beginning of the tribulation, the man-child body of reformers come, and then the first real world war with multitudes dead. So now we have the deep state facing off with the Earth Alliance of nations all over the world, and this is truly a world civil war. And obviously biologicals have been used, and the nukes will be used eventually. Riots are coming over food, heating, job losses, stolen elections, and vaccine mandates. And then martial law and all-out war against the deep state Babylonian system. Here's an article. 20 million dead from the jab, 2.2 billion injured, analyst estimates. This is The Vigilant Fox, October the 10th, 2022. One of the big pieces of news to come out recently is this Substack piece from Peter Halligan, which then turned into an article by The Exposé. Peter is a most experienced analyst in the financial industry and is very skilled at looking at and translating statistics into summary statement. Now, the number 20 million dead sounds absolutely ridiculous at first glance, but when you dig into the data, it makes sense. And here is how Peter came to the 20 million number. So, EU and US deaths, Udra and VARES equals 13,972 plus 46,999, which equals 60,971 deaths. And EU and US injuries, 854,000 plus 6,089,773, which equals 6,943,857, multiple per person, half of which are serious. Multiply by 40 for URF, that is, underreporting factor. And then multiply by 8 to globalize the total number. Global deaths are around 19.5 million so far, and global injuries are around 2.2 billion. Those injuries are likely to develop into conditions and then morbidities, deaths. So who do you believe? Well, here's Dr. Roger Hodgkinson, an esteemed Canadian pathologist, joined by Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson in a video interview where he discussed these horrifying numbers. These numbers are best estimates. At this point in time, using government data for the global consequences of the clot shot in terms of death and morbidity, now these numbers are beyond staggering. To contrast that with history, vaccines have typically been pulled from the market. The last one, the bird flu vaccine, was pulled with only 35 deaths. So it's Murder Incorporated now. I hope people can appreciate the scale of what is going on here. An unimaginable carnage, which isn't over, because that number, first of all, is the current estimate. It does not include future deaths of a similar type, which will be cumulative on top of that. It does not include stillbirths. It does not include those avoidable deaths due to having had a one disease healthcare system for 2.5 years, with people not being treated or investigated for cancer, for example. Those numbers are not included. The numbers from the lockdowns, the suicides, are not included. And also not included are the future deaths that we're anticipating from a rapid increase in the rate of cancer presentations and fatal infections because of immune suppression induced by the clot shot. And those factors are in addition to those jaw-dropping numbers that I just mentioned. So it's considerably higher. This is truly horrifying to think about, and there's no doubt this is a war on humanity. Those responsible and complicit in this crime against humanity need to be held accountable. Luckily, we have people like Attorney Tom Rentz, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. David Martin, and others working hard to make that happen. Here's Biden's executive order designed to release transhumanist hell on America, The Gateway Pundit, by Jim Hoft, 9/13/22. If anyone needed proof that the powers pushing the levers behind the mindless moron who sits in the Oval Office are fully on board with the World Economic Forum / United Nations agenda of biomedical tyranny and transhumanism, look no further than the executive order that Joe Biden signed on Monday, September the 12th. By quietly getting Biden's signature on this document, his handlers may have given us the most ominous sign yet that we stand on the threshold of a technocratic one-world beast system. Prepare to make your stand because it's about to get much more intense. This document's Orwellian title, Executive Order on Advancing Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Innovation for a Sustainable, Safe, and Secure American Bioeconomy, will assure that its significance will fly right over the heads of 99% of the media, even the conservative media. They will read it and yawn. I plead with everyone reading this article to please not make that same mistake. Here is a quote from the Biden executive order. for biotechnology and biomanufacturing to help us achieve our societal goals, the United States needs to invest in foundational scientific capabilities. We need to develop genetic engineering technologies and techniques to be able to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biology in the same way in which we write software and program computers. Unlock the power of biological data, including through computing tools and artificial intelligence, and advance the science of scale-up production while reducing the obstacles for commercialization so that innovation, technologies, and products can reach markets faster. Oh, boy. Well, because of the arcane scientific language in which this document above is written, even most of those who take the time to read and study it, I assure you, Biden did not, will not fully grasp what is being ordered by the White House. Karen Kingston, a former Pfizer employee and current analyst for the pharmaceutical and medical device industries, helps us decipher what's going on in this executive order. Kingston stated in a Twitter post, "Let me read between the lines for America. Biden's September 12, 2022 executive order declares that Americans must surrender all human rights that stand in the way of transhumanism. Clinical trial safety standards and informed consent will be eradicated as they stand in the way of universally unleashing gene editing technologies needed to merge humans with AI. In order to achieve the societal goals of the New World Order, crimes against humanity are not only legal, but mandatory." Patrick Wood, an economist and author of several books on technocracy, has been following the transhumanist and global technocracy movements for 4 decades. He told me that Kingston is not overstating the issue. He said this executive order is proof that the executive branch is now owned livestock and barrel by the biomedical pharmaceutical industry. It will be Katie bar the door when he's out on out. Well, from here on out, I should say. The transhumanists within Big Pharma have completely taken over government policy and taxpayer funds to promote their own anti-human agenda of hacking the software of life, Wood told me. It also clearly demonstrates who has the power and who sets the policies in America. The mRNA injections that have already gone into the bodies of at least 70% of adults in the United States mark the gateway to transhumanism. We have been told this by Kingston as well as by the late Dr. Zev Zelenko and Dr. Robert Malone, a co-inventor of the mRNA platform. They are, of course, removing people who are in their way. Okay. Leo Holman, .com was one of the first sites to blow the whistle on Moderna's former chief medical officer, Tal Zaks, who told the world straight up in December of 2017 that we have hacked the software of life, and that this mRNA gene editing biotechnology would be incorporated into vaccines to treat and prevent all manner of illnesses. All manner of illnesses. So we can expect the same thing we got from the COVID vaccine and all the rest of it. We've seen how well they work, with millions getting sick and even dying after getting 2 or more doses of the COVID injections. offered up by Moderna and Pfizer. With the FDA and the CDC now totally on board, this mRNA technology is being included in scores of other vaccines, including flu shots. The September 12th executive order was no doubt put in place as a backup for the continued experimentation on the human population, and I expect the vaccine industry will exploit it to the max. Soon we will see the return of vax mandates, this time more ferociously policed and enforced than before. Well, again, these are things to pray down, right? So please get to work, saints. This executive order may also have been timed, at least partly, in anticipation of the new pandemic treaty that the Biden administration is hoping to get passed through the United Nations World Health Organization next year. This treaty will transfer sovereignty over matters of health emergencies from the national level to the WHO, World Health Organization. Woods said the executive order's intended consequences is to push the frontier of genetic modification of all living things, and especially humans. He believes this will ultimately spark the biggest public backlash in modern history. Biden pledges not only funding, but an all-out government transformation to support this anti-human scheme from top to bottom, Woods writes. It also automatically blocks any agency or department from dissent. Well, we know they do that. This isn't so much for democracy, right? Below are just a few of the highlights quoted directly from the document. The term biotechnology means technology that applies to or is enabled by life sciences, innovation, or product development. The term biomanufacturing means the use of biological systems to develop products, tools, and processes at a commercial scale. The term bioeconomy means economic activity derived from the life sciences, particularly in the areas of biotechnology and biomanufacturing, and includes industries, products, services, and the workforce. The term biological data means the information, including associated descriptors, derived from the structure, function, or process of a biological systems that is measured, collected, and aggregated for analysis. The term key R&D areas includes fundamental R&D, that's research and development, of emerging biotechnologies, including engineering biology, predictive engineering of complex biological systems, including the designing, building, testing, and modeling of entire living cells, cell components or cellular systems, quantitative and theory-driven multidisciplinary research to maximize convergence with other enabling technologies, and regulatory science, including the development of new information, criteria, tools, models, and approaches to inform and assist regulatory decision-making. These R&D priorities should be coupled with advances in predictive modeling, data analytics, artificial intelligence, bioinformatics, high performance and other advanced computing systems, metrology and data-driven standards, and other non-life science enabling technologies. So it's going to be part bot, part human. The term life sciences means all sciences that study or use living organisms, viruses, or their products, including all disciplines of biology, and all application of the biological sciences, including biotechnology, genomics, proteomics, bioinformatics, and pharmaceutical and biomedical research and techniques, but excluding scientific studies associated with radioactive materials or toxic chemicals that are not of biological origin or synthetic analogs of toxins. What this means is that human beings will be data mined for their most personal possession, their DNA, and genomic properties, and the government will offer no protection. It will actually be encouraged and seen as a green light for biomedical practitioners worldwide. It is the goal of the technocratic proprietors of Agenda 2030 to catalog, map out, and monitor every living thing on Earth. Well, this was spelled out in the early 2000s by late researcher Rosa Quire and put into book form in 2011 with Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. Quire was, how many of these people are late? It's a late so-and-so, late this, yeah, right. Was a Democrat, but she understood that the takedown of America and indeed every nation of the formerly free world would not be accomplished by the left or the right, but by supranational globalists with an allegiance to no nation. And in fact, these globalists detest the nation-state model that has dominated the world for thousands of years. Their goal is a global governance, and they say it out loud in their own documents. Have no fear. Do not be intimidated. Truth will not be defeated. Humanity will prevail against these anti-human eugenicists, monsters, because we have living souls and are created in the image of a holy God with individual free wills. Okay. We must be holy to be able to be in tune with God on this. Because of that, we humans are capable of having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the one and only triune God of the Bible. Those who take the bait of the globalists and submit to the world system will, in essence, be handing over their humanity in exchange for empty promises of safety and security. They will become transhumans, thus foregoing, at some point, their ability to connect with God. That's a very big step and a decision that will face every human being sooner or later as this technology ramps up. Your very soul will depend on the choice you make. Will you follow God or will you follow man? Above all, this is a spiritual battle. Expose the sinister transhumanist agenda that these globalist predators did their best to keep hidden within a scientific vernacular that they know will wow and mystify the average person. We have decided it for you in this article from two of the best, the best Christian experts on the topics available in the world today, Karen Kingston and Patrick Wood. Okay, it's called Jabbed Until Death. Endless mRNA jabs are now planned for multiple vaccine types, including influenza. Yep, they're going to put the same poison in these. HIV, RSV, pneumococcal, Zika, and many more. And this is newstarget.com, 8/19/22 by Lance D. Johnson. Now that pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer and Moderna have caused widespread immunosuppression using COVID mRNA vaccines, there will soon be a surge of new infections and a gold rush for new mRNA vaccines. Pharmaceutical companies have already positioned themselves to capitalize on upcoming infections and illnesses that will inevitably plague an excessively immunocompromised population. Endless mRNA jabs are now planned for multiple vaccine types, including coronaviruses, influenza, HIV, leukemia, RSV, pneumococcal, EBV, HPV, CMV, Nipah virus, Zika, metapneumovirus, and human parainfluenza. In fact, there are currently 80 clinical trials for mRNA vaccines underway. Wow. So now we can see why the book of Revelation is going to be right. Yeah. And most of those hasty clinical trials are already convincing people to take part in these experiments. Wow. Big Pharma poised to unleash mRNA experiments for multiple infections and illnesses. Big Pharma is already promoting vaccines for infections that were once considered rare, like pox viruses, monkeypox, and polio, enteroviruses, as new infections spread in heavily vaccinated populations. Vaccine campaigns will continue their cycle of fraud and deception. The spike protein, mRNA, that was unleashed during the COVID-19 scandal was a foot in the door to program human immune systems for failure. Vaccine-acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Yep. And to make more people dependent on a never-ending chain of injections, infections, mandates, and medical tyranny. One of the new mRNA vaccines includes an updated sequence of the gain-of-function coronavirus spike protein along with influenza virus RNA. Moderna is currently testing out an influenza COVID mRNA vaccine on 1,050 participants, with recruitment taking place across the United States. Many of the upcoming clinical trials for new mRNA vaccines are set to be conducted on valuable populations and children with very vulnerable populations and children with very little oversight. And, of course, a lot of this is further along now than when this started. Okay, so some of it's probably made up their minds already. They have to stash and hide bad results. So they've been caught so many times doing that. Like all of their victims die. The preclinical phase for these combo vaccines has already been approved by the FDA. Big Pharma plans to continue using these lipid nanoparticles to circumvent the T-cell response of the human immune system while programming human cells to churn out foreign toxins. It's an inflammatory autoimmune nightmare. And it's going to continue without remorse if the developers and enforcers are not held to account for the disasters they helped create with the original COVID vaccines. FDA ignores all safety signals for botched mRNA COVID vaccine rollout, approves dozens of new mRNA experiments. These new genetic experiments are still considered immunizations and are considered biologics in preclinical studies. This is fraud because there are major differences between traditional biologics, vaccines, and these new mRNA experiments. The FDA is ignoring all previous safety signals recorded in the government's pharmacovigilance system. There are no scientific studies being conducted investigating the duration of the mRNA transcription process. Likewise, there are no studies on the quantity and the persistence of these foreign proteins in animal antibodies and how they may burden a distal organs, inflame the heart, or cause protein misfolding. Furthermore, the toxicity of the foreign proteins themselves are not being assessed in any preclinical trials. To make matters worse, the vaccine makers are allowed to use the immunosuppressant pseudouridine yet again, with no preclinical testing on its safety. Pseudouridine is a synthetic nucleotide used in the COVID-19 vaccines. Researchers found that it can stay in the lymph nodes for at least 60 days after injection. The immune system is not breaking down the so-called mRNA from the vaccines in the same way natural mRNA degrades, even though the government regulatory agencies have promised that it would degrade rapidly. Compulsive liars, right? To get the initial COVID-19 vaccine out to the public, Pfizer and the FDA ignored serious health risks observed in the clinical trials, including issues like antibody-dependent enhancement, heart inflammation, and immunosuppression. These issues are obviously going unaddressed again as the government advances new experiments that will continue the cycle of sickness and death in the population. And just read the book of Revelation, right? Okay, this one is called Triple Helix DNA, the operating platform for the Mark of the Beast. It doesn't come triple helix by nature. The following is a rough transcription by Eve Brast of this video link. DNA is the code of life that gives cells the ability to function and gives organisms the ability to develop. mRNA is a tool much like a text editor that can cut, paste, and edit DNA strands. We are able to engineer this as a two-component system consisting of a simple protein and a single RNA that provides scientists the ability to program this enzyme as a molecular scalpel to cut double-stranded DNA at sites in the strand that are directed by this piece of RNA. This is a study that just came out of Lund University in Sweden that is very alarming. They have witnessed the first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line of the Pfizer vaccine infects reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome. Robert Malone, the inventor of mRNA technology, says that there is a joint report from the government of the UK and Germany about transhumanism. This is one of the agendas of the World Economic Forum. It's not hidden and it's not a conspiracy. In these reports, they talk about mRNA vaccines as an entry point, in other words, into the human body to initiate their plans for transhumanism, right? A scientist who was studying the human genome for over 25 years discovered that the human genome is a double helix, and each side of the helix is made up of 72,000 genes, 72,000 from the mother and 72,000 from the father. Combined, they equal 144,000. That's the way it's supposed to be, right? Genes 144,000 genes total in the human genome. Isn't that something? God's signature is right there. So this is a significant number in the Bible in Revelation 7, 3 through 4, and is a signature from God showing that we are created by Him. Okay? Now this new mRNA technology that they've come out with introduces a third strand that breaks the double helix and inserts itself, creating a triple helix and adding another 72,000 genes to the DNA strands, which equals 216,000 genes. Now, part human, part bot. Right? The number of the beast is 666, or 600 plus 60 plus 6. Now, if we multiply 600 times 60 times 6, it equals, yes, 216,000. Exactly what they did. It is evident that Satan is wanting to recreate mankind in his image by adding in this third strand into the DNA of mankind. If you watch the Queen's Jubilee ceremony on 6/2/22, which equals 66, in the video link above, you'll see what she did. She lit up a triple helix light strand that traveled to the trees, the tree of trees, that was also shaped like a strand of DNA. This was symbolic of their Luciferian plans to implement the mark of the beast. Amen. There's so many facets to the mark of the beast, right? Well, now we know it's a change of nature, right? Including Satan being injected into you, right? Okay, this is called the component system for the mark of the beast. Thomas Folger, 10:26-22. As a born-again believer, I have been studying both the virus and the vaccination ingredients for 2 years plus now, through both a scientific lens, but mostly important, is through a biblical lens. The mark of the beast is a component system based on the charagma, you've heard me teach on that, or puncture of the skin via injections. It consists of such components as, number one, the vaccination's ingredients, which are the foundational operating system. See accompanying short video. We have it here, link of it here. This video is the science of the mark. It is from La Quinta Columna, the director of Ricardo Delgado. They have put in more than 20,000 hours of research on the virus and the so-called vaccines. And they have had their hand on the pulse of the nanotechnology factor from the beginning. This video pretty much sums up this science with graphics and narrative. I do not speak Spanish, so I turned off the volume and watched the captions along with the pictures. It's truly amazing information. Number two, 5G and possibly 6G. This is the symbiotic radiation that ties all components together. Number three, AI, artificial intelligence, super quantum computers. All right. Number four, smartphones and applications forthcoming. This component system of the Mark of the Beast may yet utilize a computer chip implant, as well as the digital ID laws have yet to be fulfilled, with a deadline of May 2023, as I understand it. This ID digitalization will also be our passport to making purchases. Another method can also be used to complete the component system of the beast and that is a quantum dot technology used as an invisible patch. Once all these components are integrated and turned on, an individual will be captured entity, wirelessly wedded to the world and not betrothed to the Lord. Satan will have stolen your soul. We are entering the harvest season of the last days, and Satan, mimicking the Lord, is taking his harvest of souls as well. This is truly the abomination that makes the temple desolate. As Paul points out, your body is the temple. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. Well, I said to Thomas, yes, I believe almost all is known of their system, and though it may have a setback with all of this coming to light, it is ready for the time appointed to bring down all lost humanity who are members of the beast body already, including apostate Christians. God prophesied it, and it will come to pass to gather the tares to burn them. The forced abomination that maketh desolate will come about in the middle of the tribulation, the forced portion of it, right? The covenant with many is being made, and the wise will be hidden in the secret place of the Most High, I said. So here's a revelation given to Claire Pinar, 9:25-22. We called it divine protection from the evil seed. I dreamed Rion owned a large group of chickens. Rion represents the man-child body, as his name means, little king. He had appointed me as the marketing assistant. There were no other employees. So the bride is the marketing assistant because she always promotes the man-child, Jesus, and his business to every chicken who will listen. Right. I likely represent the bride body, as my name Claire means brilliance, which denotes the righteous acts of the saints in Revelation 19:7-8. Let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Let us give the glory unto him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. It was given unto her that she should array herself in fine linen, bright. That's lampros, right? Bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. So these chickens are a play on words. They represent the majority of Christians who are currently in the apostate religious system. They don't understand the sovereignty of God and are worried and fearful about many things. Just as Jesus came to speak to these people in his day, so he is in ours. Three people came to Rion in business suits and sought to use his chickens for their breeding purposes. There were two men, one younger and one older, and then a woman. These three, I believe, represent the deep state international corporations who want to use the chickens of the world for their own transhumanist agendas. They could also represent the apostate church leadership who is in bed with the deep state and seek to place their own seed into Christians. And they do it all the time over the pulpit, right? These three were intent on inseminating our chickens with a strange sticky substance. They placed it onto the chicken's wings, and then they would give the chicken a shower and hoped that the substance would mix with the water and do the insemination. Well, the chicken wings represent the people's arms that the deep state mRNA is injected into. And also, the chicken wings are what help them overcome the world through flight. But when the seed of men is mixed with the water of the word, it is powerless to enable the Christians to be overcomers. I tried to protect all our chickens, but I was no match for these fast-moving professionals. Well, personally, I really tried to protect all my chickens. But some are merely called and others are elect. So we have to find that out. This is what the trials of life are all about, right? So it's the bride's job to try to protect God's people from the dangers of the deep state in the government and the church by countering their attempts to defile God's people. So going on, in the dream, we easily had about 1,000 chickens all lined up in rows. Our real life white chicken called Mercy was in the first row. I especially tried to protect Mercy, but they placed this sticky stuff on her wings, and I was so upset. Well, the Mercy chicken probably represents those that God will have mercy on, even though they're in the lineup, right? She said, I received the following verses by faith at random, Ezekiel 39 and 25. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, now will I bring back the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel. So notice, Mercy the chicken was in lineup with the rest of them. But God said he's going to have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, the true house of Israel, right? There are many mixed in there that are really tares, and they're being separated by all these trials and tribulations, right? And he goes on in this verse to say, and I will be jealous for my holy name. I reminded them then that nothing would happen because there is only one way to inseminate anything, and they have done it incorrectly by placing the stuff on the chicken's wings. They were so frantic in their approach that they failed, well, let me say, to cause the chickens to bear any good fruit. Well, we're seeing so much of the fruit of the women that have gone through these injections, right? It's terrible. Christians with totally corrupt DNA want to sow their seed in others, looking on the Christian side. And also, the deep state has gotten very sloppy because of their hubris, and now their deceptions are seen. The vaccine agenda failed to kill as many people as they wanted. So nothing gets impregnated from an external application, she said. And then I woke up. Thank you, Lord, for protecting your people from the evil seed. Amen, Lord. Some are just ignorant, but you've chosen them from the foundation of the world, and they will ultimately be the elect. Amen. Save your elect among them, Lord, in Jesus' name, while weeding out the tares. Amen. Okay, this was from Deb Horton. We got this back on 2011. We call it Words Heal or Curse Your DNA. Words Heal or Curse Your DNA. She said, below are Cliff's notes by Deb Horton of an article which reports that science has finally acknowledged that words have physical power. After removing all the New Age gobbledygook, the article acknowledges that Russian scientists have discovered that spoken words alone can and do reprogram DNA. So the tongue conquers the curse. There's a link to our book here. It is true. Or the tongue can bring the curse. That's true also. So you need to line up with the good news of the gospel. It has the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes it, and I might add, speaks it. Amen. Key points quoted from the article, which is translated from German, so the terminology will sound a little strange in English. Okay, well, my comments are in parentheses. Number one, DNA can be influenced and reprogrammed by words and frequencies without cutting out and replacing single genes. Yeah. The Russian linguists found that the genetic code, especially in the apparently useless 90%, which has been called junk DNA, follows the same rules as all our human languages, and that human languages are a reflection of our inherent DNA. Careful what you say. You can agree with the curse, or you can agree with God's blessings and His salvation. And if you agree it and speak it, you will see a change in your DNA. Number three, one can simply use words and sentences of the human language to influence genetic information. In other words, agreeing with the words that we are not under the curse, that by His stripes we were healed, etc. See? Coming into agreement with the Word. The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. All right? So, this too was experimentally proven. Living DNA substance in living tissue, not in vitro, will always react to language-modulated laser rays and even to radio waves if the proper frequencies are being used. This finally and scientifically explains why affirmations can repair genetic defects. In other words, our confessions of the positive promises of God concerning us and our circumstances change us. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18 and 21. The Bible already tells us this. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Do you love life? You will eat the fruit of it, because it won't only be in your mind, it'll be coming out of your mouth. It's the river of living water that the Lord gave unto His people. Number five, our body is programmable by language, words, and thought. This has now been scientifically proven and explained. The individual person must work on the inner processes and maturity in order to establish all conscious communication with the DNA. In other words, 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that is exalted against the knowledge of God, and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. What is the purpose of this? So that when you agree with this with your mouth, you change your DNA. You bring resurrection life to your DNA. Number six, the Russian scientists also found out that our DNA can cause disturbing patterns. Stress, worries, or hyperactive intellect prevent or distort the communication and make it useless. Isaiah 26 and 3 says, Thou wilt keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee. Number 7. An ordered group consciousness creates order in its whole surroundings. When a great number of people get together very closely, potentials of violence also dissolve. Romans 15 and 5. Now, the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of the same mind one with another according to Christ Jesus. And Romans 10 and 10 says, For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Remember that. They've proven it by science now. Anyway, number 8, researchers think that if humans with full individuality would regain group consciousness, they would have a godlike power to create, alter, and shape things on earth. That's kind of one of the reasons you gather together as a church, to affirm the Word of God. You should, anyway. And to sing praises unto God, which is an act of faith in speaking good things, right? So, this would be Christ in us, the hope of glory. Matthew 18 and 19 says, remember, he's saying this group consciousness, right, is so powerful. Matthew 18 and 19, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father who is in heaven. And also Mark 11, 23 and 24, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, Be thou taken up and cast into the sea. There's that supernatural power, right? And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what he saith cometh to pass, he shall have it. Therefore I say unto you, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Wow. Now you take that, people who believe and act on that, and put them together, and you have Matthew 18 and 19, and that is the multiplicity of the power. Oh, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord. Now, we know the key. We've seen people born again by their confession of the Lord and confession of His promises. We've seen them change quickly. So now we see that this is a supernatural thing. It is a gift of God. He's the one who created us on this order and gave man authority in the earth. Not fallen man, resurrected man. Resurrected man is the person who has the DNA that God chose. There's been a great falling away, obviously, and many people speak many things contrary to the Word of God, which has no power. As a matter of fact, well, no good power. It has bad power to destroy your DNA. Amen. So we know that the angels have actually told us that this restoration in Joel chapter 2 is going to be a complete DNA resurrection. Yes. Thank you, Father, for restoring and delivering your people. Thank you, Lord, for causing your people to speak in agreement with your word. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord, for this victory. Saints, pray. Pray down the wicked, pray down the evil, and pray up the good. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night.